Week 5, the R process. This is page 16. It's called the R process because instead of the Visarga, we end up with a Halanta Ra. Now, this only applies when the final Visarga comes after any vowel except A or A. So, the Visarga is going to come after I, U, mainly I or U, or A, and so on. There's only one rule for this. So, a Visarga with any vowel except A or A before it, and a vowel or a halanta dadha, babha, ga, gha, ya, ra, wa, or indeed la, and the nasals ma or na following. In this case, the Visarga is replaced by a halanta ra. And here's an example. Harih ewa, harirewa. Guruh mama, gurur mama. Exercise 13 tests the 3 processes. Remember to ask the question first, as with number 1, harih iti. What sort of letter is I? Is it an unvoiced consonant? No. Therefore, one has to consider the next process, which is the O process. The question for the O process is, does the first word end in ah? Halanta, short ah and Visarga? No, this ends in an I, hari. An I and a Visarga. Therefore, it's going to be the third process, the R process, Haririti. The final process, the fourth process, is the Halanta Ya process. And this is basically the process that applies if processes 1, 2, and 3 have been tested and don't apply. And it's that simple. If the first three processes don't apply, then a simple thing happens. The Visarga disappears. So the actual rules, which in a way you don't have to know, as long as you know the first process as well. But rule 6, before a vowel, apart from a short a, a Visarga following a short A disappears and the words remain separate. Rule 7, before a vowel or a voiced consonant, the Visarga of an A disappears. So, for example, Rama Bhavanti becomes Rama space Bhavanti. And exercise 14 follows. There's one small rule that covers Sah and Eshah. This is noted on page 18. Whenever Sah or Eshah appears before a consonant, the Visarga is dropped and a space is left. End of week 5.